light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. You are the praise of all your saints, and the joy of all creation. Christ is made the sure foundation, and the precious cornerstone, who the two walls underlying, bound in each, binds both in one. Holy Zion's help forever, and her confidence alone. All that dedicated city, dearly loved by God on high, in exultant jubilation, pours perpetual melody. God the One and God the Triune, singing everlastingly. In this temple grant your servants what they humbly ask to gain, here to have and hold forever those good things their prayers obtain. And hereafter in your glory with your blessed ones to reign. Glory be to God and honor in the highest as is meet, to the Word and to the Abba and the eternal Paraclete, whose is boundless praise and power through the ages infinite. Amen. O Jerusalem, your walls are precious stones, your towers made up of jewels. I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of our God. For Israel's law it is, there to praise God's holy name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes, safety within your walls, in every dwelling place peace. For love of my family and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of Adonai, I pray for your good. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O Jerusalem, your walls are precious stones, your towers made up of jewels.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Come to Christ Jesus, a living stone, rejected by human beings but chosen and precious in the sight of God. And, like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it says in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying a stone in Zion, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in it shall not be put to shame." Therefore, its value is for you who have faith, but for those without faith, the stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Holiness is fitting to your house, Adonai, till the end of time. Alleluia, alleluia. Holiness is fitting to your house, Adonai, till the end of time. Alleluia, alleluia. Your throne has stood firm from of old, from all eternity, O love, you are. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word, and the holy breath of love. Holiness is fitting to your house, Adonai, till the end of time. Alleluia, alleluia. Today's salvation has come to this house. Alleluia, alleluia. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not snatch at equality with God. Lord Jesus, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings. Lord Jesus, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Lord Jesus, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. Lord Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Lord Jesus, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Today salvation has come to this house. Alleluia, alleluia.
You built your house upon a rock. Strengthen your church with solid and lasting faith. Blood and water flowed from your side. Give new life to your people through the sacraments of the new and eternal covenant. You promised to be in the midst of those who gather in your name. Hear the prayers of every gathering of your church. You prepare a dwelling place in your Abba's house for all who wish to follow you. Fill us with your love for all people and all creation. You never cast out anyone who comes to you. Open your Abba's house to all those who have died and all who grieve their passing.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, you have built for yourself a dwelling place out of living stones from every tribe and language, people and nation. Keep us firmly joined to Jesus, our cornerstone, whose love unites Jew and Greek, slave and free, male and female, into a royal priesthood to serve you by serving our neighbors and healing your creation. Yours is the power and glory of love, both now and forever. Amen. May the blessing of God, who is the joy and glory of all the saints, be with us this night and always. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles,
To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear, in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us, and after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory with that of all the saints may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal.